All right. Next is the ex-lex defense. So in the volume just cited, Gordon Clark, presuppositionalist, also presents another theodicy, which, if sound, would render his indirect cause defense wholly beside the point. So which one does he actually believe? It seems like maybe he's hedging his bet a little bit. Gordon Clark's argument is that God is ex lex, which means outside the law. And ex lex has a very solid foundation within the framework of the American independence. So if you've heard that before and you're like, wait, I think I remember that back in high school, if they've even covered the reasons for why rebellion happens other than tea and tax, that's maybe where you heard ex lex from. So the idea is then that God is outside the law. God is above the law. He's outside it. He prescribes it for man, but he doesn't follow it. He tells us not to kill, yet he retains for himself the right to take human life. Thus, he does not himself obey the Ten Commandments or any of the law given to man in Scripture. Morally, he is on an entirely different level from us, and therefore he has a right to do many things that seem evil to us, even things that contradict scriptural norms.
All right, so this outside of the law. Now, Frame tells us that there is some truth to this particular approach, right? You know, we see in Scripture does forbid human criticisms of God's action, right? How can we criticize God? He's God, right? And the reason is, as Frame tells us, Clark points out here, divine transcendence. He's above us. He's other than us, right? And he says it's also true that God has some prerogatives that he forbids to us, such as the freedom to take human life, and yet God is free to take human life. But he says Clark forgets or perhaps denies the Reformed and biblical maxim that the law reflects God's own character.
Right.
So God's character is reflected in the law. And so to the, obey the law is to imitate God. It's to be like God, and it's to image God, right? And so the law is a good thing because it reflects who God is, God's character. And so if it reflects God's character, how can he be outside of it, you know, so to speak, at least totally outside of it, is the point he's trying to make.
All right, well, obviously, there's much about God that we cannot imitate, including those prerogatives mentioned earlier. Satan tempted Eve into seeking to become like God in the sense of coveting God's prerogatives, Genesis 3:5. But the overall holiness, justice, and goodness of God is something that we can and must imitate on a human level. We're told to be perfect just as our Heavenly Father in heaven is perfect. So there's some ideals that we are to be like God in, and so we seem to run into that issue there as far as our definition. But we can be assured that God will behave according to the same standards of holiness that he prescribes for us, except insofar as Scripture declares a difference between his responsibility and ours. So things like murder. Murder is the unjust taking of a human life, but God is the just judge. So when he takes human life, he does it so justly as a means of justice and sometimes of grace as well. And so he limits us from making those types of decisions that, you know, vengeance is mine, thus saith the Lord. So we can't take vengeance, but God is able to take vengeance. And it's from his character that he can do vengeance correctly, not through hate or through malice, but through love and justice and divine right as creator.
But and he also allows, you know, the government to take human life as well, right? Not unjustly, right? Not innocent human life, but as a way of punishing evildoers. Right. And so individually, we don't have the responsibility, to take human life like God does, even guilty human life, but God can mediate that to the governmental authorities, right? And so, just like he stands above those types of laws, so the government, he allows the government to stand above those laws, but it still applies to us. So there's some distinctions here with regard to what God can do and what we can do. Mm-hmm.
But on this basis, the problem of evil returns. If God prohibits us from tormenting others, how can he allow his creatures to be tormented? Thus, we cannot agree with Clark's ex lex defense. It simply is not biblical, and the problem remains to be solved.
All right. And so again, he returns to the, you know, to the idea that this isn't completely resolved. It doesn't completely resolve the problem of evil.